This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I thank God every millisecond that I'm not with Satan. And I don't even expect to squeak my way under. If I get sent to hell, I probably deserve it. But I still know who God is. All right, before I hit this next segment, and then John Rappaport, who always does a great job, is taking over, let me just try to give us an analogy of what we're dealing with here. There was a preacher, Daryl Rundus, once, and I'd heard this piece put out before, but he said it really to touch my heart that day in studio after we'd been on air for a couple of hours. We should find out where Daryl Rundus is getting back on the show up in Dallas. And he said, Alex, what would you give for your eyesight? $1 billion, $2 billion? And I said, no, I wouldn't give that for my eyesight. He said, yeah, what would you give for your soul? And I said, nothing. There's no price tag on that. Not helicopters, not women, not boats, not money, not bling, not gold. Now, everybody knows instinctively that's a smart, that's the default move. But imagine people that are born into tyranny and kept in a box like these different psychologists, these torturers have done in the name of psychology, the Alfred Kinseys, the Skinners. You're born into that dark box. You never even know what's out there, but you still innately, they found, know the universe and don't submit, even though you're born into a small cage you're never allowed to leave, except when a pedophile screws you. Whew, think about that. So I sit here and I pull back from the whole situation. And imagine you've got sight and you know what's going on and other people around you don't have sight. And they're told, oh, they're a conspiracy theorist because they know things you don't know. They teach people to be scared of information. Oh, that's disinfo I heard. Thank God Twitter said those doctors at that press conference were putting out disinfo. They're banned from their speech. Now, even if their information was wrong, you have a right to hear it. Don't you? But it was all totally true. And it was a fake study Bill Gates paid for that was proven to be a fraud and withdrawn that the UN used to say we don't get to see it. But that's not even the issue, is it? How is the United Nations in control of not letting us hear what a bunch of medical doctors have to say in front of the Supreme Court building? Because I read, literally, I scanned over probably 50 articles this morning with the headlines. I've got them right here about how they banned Trump and banned his son and they're in trouble and it's all legitimate. Well, you know, they had disinfo about hydroxychloroquine. The UN says that's not allowed. Even if the UN was right, which they're not, since when did I die and they woke up as God? Well, since we're inside the New World Order. So even if these doctors were wrong, which they're not, they have a right to speech. And since when does the UN command us? You didn't think the UN was going to come with blue helmets. No, they come in white lab coats as the people protecting you from the deadly virus. 2.5 million of you are going to die. Doesn't matter it was 20 plus times lower than they said. Doesn't matter they put the names of people that died of other things. You see, it's still, let's all be heroes. And then you go to the store, you go to work, you submit with the mask, you go along, and then you submit to the inoculation. You submit to the tyranny, you submit to it all. You submit to the tracking system. And that's how society dies. It's by you thinking you're being polite. You think you're being compliant. And really all you've done is been a slave. You think I like shooting my mouth off everywhere I go? No, it's a duty. And at first I didn't like it, but That's the thing about exercise. Once I did it a bunch, I do like it. I do enjoy it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
TV personality in Austin, Texas, an obscure voice peddling outrage.
They are trying to make you dysfunctional. They are teaching you false thoughts.
He began as sort of an underground phenomenon.
Society is insane to me, so I am insane to your average dumbbell.
You know, people in Austin would sit home and get high in the middle of the night and watch this crazy guy vent about crazy stuff.
Hillary Clinton is a fascist worker.
Unhinged conspiracy theory rants.
Biological attack is imminent.
Political stunts.
Rally. They took me into custody and were going to arrest me for disturbing a public meeting.
He was on the fringe.
Because they had nothing.
It used to be that you would have to be somebody who was deep into conspiracy culture to know who Alex Jones was. You'd have to know things about lizard people or teleportation pads. These crazy, crazy conspiracy theories.
If you're a lunatic, Alex, then I...
All right, let's stop right here. I'm going to go back to the very start of this. I watched this last night, and it made me sick to my stomach because the level of deception was so incredible. The lies were so amazing. The trick editing to make me say things I hadn't said was just so disgusting. But at the same time, I'm pleased to have the Ford Foundation, which is the total New World Order anti-America group that financed this, doing this. So I would expect this to happen. And then there's a bunch of Judases that may have a bunch of lies about us that are involved in it as well. But the reason I wanted to play this, at least part of it, is I wanted to talk about the reality. Because they have the minute intro to it where they, you know, have the Ford Foundation funding it and a few clips. But we'll just play it from the very start. And then they get into this idea that I told Trump what to do. And then the examples they use aren't even good examples. So even that's a lie because they can't tell the truth. They go, Jones claimed there was an imaginary executive order of Barack Obama to take guns. I was covering an executive order he said he would sign. He signed it. Trump talked about it. That wasn't from me. It was a major news item at the time. I told Trump, get us out of Afghanistan and don't pay for Chinese security for rare earth minerals. $1 trillion we spent. I told Trump he should decriminalize marijuana. I told Trump to release nonviolent offenders. I told Trump he should get rid of Fiona Hill because she was a George Soros operative and wrote at the major publication, theglobalist.com. That's why they wanted me in jail or shut down, and Trump was talking to me and was talking to Roger Stone. But all the examples they give in the show have nothing to do with the reality of what actually happened. And it shows their mindset. They then do stuff I'm going to respond to at a later date. I'm looking at with lawyers a lot more. It's just truly disgusting how deceptive these people are. And it gives you a bird's eye view into their mindset. It's a lot bigger than Alex Jones. But it is true. You need to hear it from Frontline. That InfoWars' big success was believing in America and believing that when the globalists announced world government and the collapse of the system and communism and the attack on the family and all the things that I knew they were planning because it was in their own white papers, that if we promoted free market renaissance, classical liberalism, not leftist garbage, but the real deal, that people would want America versus the New World Order. And so, Steve Bannon and others, Miller and others, were already listeners. Bannon was a screenplay writer. He didn't have a lot of his own ideas. They would tune in, and they would take what I said during the campaign, and once Trump was elected, and they would put that into policy. Because they found with the public, people agreed with it. They, at least on the surface, liked it. Trump resonated with it. So it was more than that. It was seven or eight people in the White House that had the president's ear, speechwriters. Because, see, there's no speechwriter here. I really believe this. I know this. I have passion. They were taking what I was saying. That's why I could have a website with maybe only 1,000 viewers a day. It wouldn't matter. Where I just put up my views in an hour-long talk. That would be the talking points. I mean, I always believed in humanity. I was always trying to communicate with the public. But it is the direct communication with people in the establishment who've never been decompartmentalized that has the biggest effect. Because most of these people aren't even evil in the establishment. They're kept in these cloistered, controlled paradigms. And so the examples they give are sophomoric and are not accurate. But the influence of what we've done is far advanced from that. And I didn't cook this up. I'm promoting a pro-human, pro-Americana populism that I studied and loved. I didn't invent the 57 Chevy. I'm telling you about its curves. I didn't invent Marilyn Monroe. I'm telling you about her curves. I'm just somebody who's here like someone leading you to your seat at a movie theater so you can sit down and see the show. I'm like an usher. And I believe, like, why are we throwing all this out? We should promote this versus them. This will win. That was my genius. Not genius. That's just authentic, regular behavior. I want rotten food. I want good food. I want good food. So here's a few minutes we've got to break, and then John Rappaport takes over. But here's from the intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10:39 Central Standard Time, 11:39 Eastern. I'm Roger Stone. Works in four administrations, been involved in nine campaigns. He's here tonight.
It's a moment of enormous tension. I'm working the phones very aggressively, working my contacts.
But I got to shake your hand. What a strong showing regardless.
I was in the studio with Alex Jones and Roger on Election Day, and the metrics were off the charts about how many people were tuning into InfoWars, numbers that were comparable to the networks.
Alex Jones, extremist conspiracy theorist, had rallied his audience behind Donald Trump.
Is saying Trump is projected to win.
As the night drew on, it became clearer and clearer that Trump was likely to win.
It is officially over. Pennsylvania has been called.
They had no idea whatsoever that Trump was going to win.
You talk to Trump campaign.
All of a sudden, everybody.
That's where the BS starts. Some dude's here for 3 hours with Stone, and he said, we told you Trump was going to win. We said it on record. Again, the thing is just, oh, we had no idea. And they go, oh, Jones got freaked out once Trump won and was worried. And then they cut off where I said they're coming after us. They're going to try to put us all in jail. Because that's so prescient they cut it out. Let's continue.
He had no idea whatsoever that Trump was going to win.
You talked to Trump campaign.
All of a sudden, everybody was super elated. We had some staff members that was just running around the office in a big circle. I mean, people were like, going crazy that night.
You see him right there. He's going to be momentarily. He's got
love you
right
guys.
There.
Love
history
all you.
Has been made.
There was a combination of elation and confusion. And they realized that, oh, my God, we just played a role in making the president of the United States.
Here goes Trump.
Right now.
He's there with
turn it up, Donald J. Trump.
He's going up to the microphones. He's going to be
the golden toad.
Speech. I assume he'll mention the phone call he received.
Get ready. He charges into a goblin's nest.
This is amazing.
As long as he doesn't.
President-elect of the United States.
As long as he doesn't kiss a goblin. Goblin's vomit. Judgment Bethel
all right.
Goblin.
Your name is Donald
John
Rainer.
Rainer's taking over. Thanks for all your support. Please spread.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, here we go. Another Wednesday. This is major, huge. I tried to forward this video, which just came to me. Couldn't forward it for some reason. A Georgia doctor was sent a communique proposing what's going to happen in schools when they reopen. So the Georgia doctor read this thing and it lit him up. And he went bananas, as he should have. And this doctor has a few balls, this Georgia doctor. I don't know his name. So he just made a video and he's put it out and it's going to go wide. And I'm going to tell you what's in it right now. The scenario is the following. Let's say it's November. The schools have opened. They're letting kids in to some degree in the classrooms, okay? We're talking public schools, private schools, whatever. And at a school where maybe your kids are, one day some kid tests positive. Because they're going to do testing, right? The kid tests positive on a fake, you know, one of the fake diagnostic tests that's geared to spit out false positives. They're going to lock down the school. They're going to quarantine the school. They're going to test all the kids. They're going to say that some of them are positive. They're going to notify the parents. And they're going to say that these kids have to be quarantined, but the school has to be quarantined. Either the school is going to remain locked down and all the kids are going to have to stay there, or the kids are going to be transported to some other facility where they're going to be quarantined and cut off from connections to friends and family. But by this time, let's suppose that the vaccine is available, the COVID vaccine. So now they're going to say that all the kids have to be vaccinated and the families of the kids have to be vaccinated if the parents want the kids to be released to come back home. And what do you think most parents are going to say or do if confronted with that horror show? This is not just, this is not just some fantasy. This can actually happen. Because look at what they're doing. They're targeting groups, locations, control sectors where they know they've got people in a squeeze play. Look at what they're doing to the NFL, to Major League Baseball. They bring in a test for the Miami Marlins, their fake test. All these people are idiots. They don't understand what's going on. And all of a sudden, a bunch of players test positive, and they have to cancel the games. This is Fauci and his colleagues controlling sports leagues and teams in America. Simple. Because they've got them isolated. They've got them in one place. They've got them targeted. It's very simple. This is what they want. And schools are a major target. So they're talking about, well, we're going to reopen them on a part-time basis, and some kids are going to be there, and the other half will be at home to learning. online, and then we reverse the next week, and all this crap. All of this is basically a cover for we've got the schools controlled. That's what they're talking about. We've got the schools controlled. All we have to do in a given school is to say, let's say you got a school of 5,000 kids. Two kids tested positive today. School is locked down. Phone calls go out, emails, whatever, to the parents. The school is locked down. Your kids are under quarantine. They're going to have to be tested in order to be released from school. Are you okay with that? Or not? Or they just test them. Either way, the parents are going to say, well, whatever you have to do to test the kids. More turn out to be positive on these fake tests. The school is now locked down. Okay, the school is going to be locked down. We have guards, security, private, public, cops, everybody guarding the school. Nobody's allowed in or out. We're going to be providing hots, whatever, food, et cetera, for the duration. Whatever the duration is, state of emergency applies. Governor, mayor, decisions apply. Nobody can do anything about it. And if the vaccine is available, then this, the next step. Okay, everybody in the school has to be vaccinated. We're bringing in crews. Nobody can get out of quarantine at school. They're in there for days, weeks, whatever it is, until everybody's vaccinated. And until their families are vaccinated, okay? You parents, those are the conditions on which we release the kids back to you. What do you say? What are you going to do? This is the scenario, everybody. Wake up. Wake up to the scenario. This is it. In any group, in any situation, in any locale, this is what they can do. In schools, the only answer is homeschooling. That's it. Period. And not just a few homeschools, but so many that they don't have the resources to go around and checking on every single one and making all kinds of incredible requirements and conditions. There's no choice. No choice at all. You school your kids at home. That's it. Period. Unless you want to have them forcibly tested, traced, vaccinated, quarantined, isolated, out of your control completely, and you don't care as parents, then fine. Then send them to school. That's the story. Now, you may not be in a situation where you can homeschool your kids. Maybe both of the parents work. Or, well, we just don't know how to do it. We can't do it. All right, set up a small community home school where you have a very small group of parents and kids, and you pick the very best parents, the ones that are the smartest, the best with kids, you know, hopefully the miracle workers that are going to educate these kids at home. That's it. Period. You know, I've been talking about this for God knows how long. So about homeschooling. It's now beyond a good idea. It's beyond luxury. It's beyond, okay, let's see. This is, oh, yeah, this is a solution. We're not even talking about that. You get it? You get what I'm saying here? They've got targeting locations, a captive audience, schools. Do what they want to. I've just laid out the scenario. Better wake up, better figure it out, better see it, better understand it, better take action. See ya.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You in the process, of course, destroy your will, destroy your liberty, your freedom, and try to destroy your soul, which they can't do, but they can make serious inroads. Think about it, having your child stolen out from under you at school. Sorry, school's locked down, there's nothing we can do. We had 3 kids test positive today. It's the virus, desperation, the threat. Lockdown, quarantine, testing for everybody, vaccines for everybody. School is locked down. Nobody can get in. Or we just took all the kids away from the school and to an undisclosed location where they'll be protected and safe and germ-free, et cetera, et cetera. And you can't get them out, you parents. You can't get them out. You cannot get them out. You can't get them out. You cannot get them out unless you cooperate. That's called a squeeze play. That's called a captive audience. Wake up. Understand what they're after. Of course, if everybody gets tested, including all the families of all the kids that are at this undisclosed location, and everybody gets vaccinated, then we can release the kids. And then everybody's safe. So you agree or not? Because if you say no, then kids stay in lockdown. You can't get in. They can't get out. Can't get in. They can't get out. What are you going to do? Now it's too late. Now you're screwed. Now you made the wrong move, and now you're going to pay instead of homeschooling your kids. Instead of virtually everybody saying to the governors and the mayors and the presidents and the prime ministers and whoever the hell it is, we're not going to school. We're keeping the kids home. We're going to homeschool them. We're going to take care of them here where they belong. We're going to set up small community schools, home schools, very small, many, 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 many thousands of them, too many of you to trace. That's what we're going to do, because we don't want your system. We're going to back out. We're going to say bye-bye, because we know what you do with a captive audience. That's what you want. That's what Fauci's looking at all the time. Who else can we screw here? Who else can we twist it on? Who else can we destroy? What else can we ruin in the name of the fake virus? What else can we do to create, you know, misery and chaos and destruction? That's what they're doing. So recently I took a look at the CDC definition of a case of COVID-19. I'm familiar with this game. I've been in it for 38 years as a reporter. I've been around the block thousands of times on fake epidemics. And I saw back in 1987 the CDC case definition for AIDS. They called it a surveillance definition. I published the entire definition in my book, AIDS, Inc., which came out in 1988, and the CDC definition of a case of AIDS took 15 pages in the book. 15 friggin' pages. Do you know what that means? That means that they did everything in their power to provide a menu of definitions so that virtually anybody could be diagnosed with AIDS, which is exactly what they did. For example, they basically said that anybody with a bacterial infection could be diagnosed as having AIDS, period. So now I look at the COVID-19 definition revised for a case of COVID-19, and what do I see? Well, I see there's five separate sets of criteria. This lets you know right away, you know, the amount of BS that's involved here, the amount of jive, the amount of insanity that they are producing in order to define a COVID case so that anybody can be called a COVID case. Okay? InfoWars, me, other people, all sorts of other people have been exposing since the beginning of this fake pandemic all manner of ways in which they are fraudulently inflating case numbers and death numbers and so on and so forth. And this may be the biggest of all. In the very definition of what a COVID-19 case is, April 2020, they give you five sets of criteria. If a person fits into any one of these sets, they can be summarily diagnosed as a COVID-19 case. And in the first set of criteria, they say that, for example, chills plus fever, COVID-19. Period. That's it. Chills plus fever can be diagnosed as COVID-19.
Oh, but you have to have a test. No, you don't. Yes, you do. No, you don't. Oh, of course, you must have. No, you don't. But how could they? No, you don't. You don't need a test. Because there's a separate set of criteria that involves testing. And as I said, if you, as a person, fit into any one of the five sets, then you can be diagnosed as COVID-19. You don't have to fit into all sets. Here's another, a cough. Cough. That's it. That allows you to be diagnosed as COVID-19. A cough. Chills or fever. Chills and fever. That's one, for example. And these are not the only two, believe me. In other words, just about anybody can be diagnosed. If I sit here and I go, I could be diagnosed. You at home going, you could be diagnosed. The man on the friggin' moon coughing could be diagnosed. That's how they're doing it. That's what they did in 1987, so that virtually anybody could be diagnosed with AIDS. That's what they're doing now. It's the same playbook. They just use it over and over again. They recycle it. That's what they're doing. So when people say, well, at the hospital, how could they be diagnosing people without even necessarily testing them? Well, that's how. They just eyeball it and they say, well, it looks like COVID-19. Okay, write it on the file. Patient died falling down the stairs, but also, oh, look, it says, well, you know, it looks like he had a fever or whatever, COVID-19. Write it on the death certificate. Inflates the case numbers, inflates the amount of money in the United States that each state gets from the federal government. Went over that last week. And it means, and this is when it gets real, that virtually anybody could be diagnosed as COVID-19, including you, including your husband or wife, including your kids, including your relatives and your friends, including your kids at school. Well, was my kid tested at school when you said that he has COVID-19? That's proprietary information. We don't have to report that. We just know that he's been now diagnosed as COVID-19. Well, what do you mean it's proprietary? It's my kid. I'm sorry. This is a medical situation. It's an emergency. It's a lockdown. It's a quarantine. You can't question the state of emergency. We're telling you what's going on. And we're telling you what you have to do in order to get your kid out. And that's it. So why did you send your kid to school in the first place? Because you were naive. Because you had faith. Because you trusted the wrong people. Because you put your trust in the government. Because you assumed that they must have your best interests at heart. And they want your kid to go to school. And babysit the kid all day to give you a break so that you can work and so on. But that's not it at all, you see. Something else completely different. And now they can diagnose your kid or anybody else anytime they want to without even doing a test and just say COVID-19 and that's it. Period. No recourse. That's what they can do to you. We'll have more on the other side of the break. John Rappaport, InfoWars. FBI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, last segment. So get the word out here. What they're going to do with schools. It's like shooting fish in a barrel, folks. They got a captive audience. They open the schools, they let in the kids. Test positive, lock it down, quarantine. I spelled it out 3 times already the past 40 minutes. You understand. The option is homeschooling. You can do it. You can set it up. There's got to be a lot of them if you want to keep your kids safe, if you want to have that best option. Okay. So we're seeing some giant retailers now starting to wake up. I don't know. Is that too strong a word? Walmart, Lowe's, who else? Target, CVS. Some others here. So now what they're saying is, you know, we said that you got to wear masks when you're in the stores. Talking nation now, national. But now we've had a few incidents of a violent confrontation with our store employees where people didn't want to wear masks. And so now we're saying, well, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. We're not going to do that. We want you to wear masks, But we're not going to insist on it if you walk in without a mask. We might offer you a mask, but if you don't take it, that's fine. Maybe we'll have an alternate solution for shoppers so that they can get what they need in the store and check out, whatever. You know. So they're claiming, these retailers, these giant stores, that they're backing off on masks because of these incidents of, you know, violent confrontation. That's baloney. Now, maybe the videos of these confrontations are going viral, but the incidents are not going viral. What they're saying is, we want and we need more customers. And a lot of people don't want to wear masks in the stores, so we have to do something about it, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to let them in. That's what's happened. Okay? Now, here's where the rub comes in. And it's kind of good, in a way. Because you've got states where governors have issued these, you know, Nazi-like, Mao-like edicts. Everybody has to wear a mask in public. And then you've got outlets of these chain stores in those states that are saying to their employees, don't require shoppers to wear masks. So what's going to happen? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it works out. We'll see. But the stores are issuing orders to their outlets and to their employees not to get into confrontations with people who don't wear masks. No, don't do that. Let them in, and we'll just make it work. This is also a signal that these big chains have decided that the people in the stores who are wearing masks don't care all that much about the people who aren't wearing masks. They don't care enough to walk out of the store and say, man, I'm not going to shop there because they're letting people in without masks. No, they're just going to go about their business wearing their stupid masks, and they're going to try to ignore the people that don't have masks on. That's what's going to happen. They figure. So they're rolling back their orders and they're saying, let them in if they don't have masks on. We can all get along, the mask wearers and the non-mask wearers, and get their shopping done. Maybe this is a glint of light on the horizon. That large businesses are starting to rethink their insane, stupid, gutless, surrendering posture toward the governors, the mayors, federal state of emergency, the Fauci, the Bill Gates, the World Health Organization. Maybe some of these entities are starting to rethink how they've surrendered their power completely to these complete frauds, criminals, harvesters of souls and children who are trying to destroy everything that humans are about. Because that's what's going on, folks. That is what's going on. Look at the robots wearing the masks out there. They are not behaving as humans anymore. What are they? Some kind of hybrid creature they've turned themselves into. That's what they've done. They've submitted. They've gone along for whatever reason, under whatever pressure, believing in whatever they believe, and now they've turned themselves into something else. The distancing. Oh, don't get too close. Keep it. Do I have to start talking about freedom of assembly and what it means and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution? They're trying to destroy everything that is human, everything that means anything, with a fake story about a fake virus and fake tests that spit out false positives, justifying the lockdowns, the economic destruction, and so on and so forth, and the ruination of human lives. The murders, the suicides, the drug abuse, the family breakups, the bankruptcies, etc., that are the real war that is going on against the population of Earth in phase one of this operation. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. They use the language of science. They use the terms of science. They pretend that they are talking science, but they're not talking anything that has to do with actual science. They never have been. I've been demonstrating that for 38 years. Right at the beginning, I warned that the medical cartel was the most powerful cartel in the world long term because they fly under no political banner. I've said this before, I'll say it again. They pretend neutrality. We are here to heal and help, and that's it. And some of them are. Some of the individuals are. But above that, you have the tier, which I would call, say, the Rockefeller tier, the Gates tier, which is all about control and power and destruction of humanity, of you, of family, of you, your children. That's what's going on. That's what we're dealing with. All the predictions are coming true. The money is just part of it. The money, the profits, the billions, the trillions. Yes, in any conspiracy, there are levels of who benefits and how. And no level has to be aware of any other level, particularly, except as you go up higher, of course, they're aware of everybody. Few people at the top. That's it. It's pretty simple. You get all this yammering in the press over the years. Ah, they couldn't be a conspiracy because too many people would have to know. No, they don't. No, they don't have to know. It's ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Anyway, as I started out saying at the very top here, this Georgia doctor was lit on fire by what he realized was going to happen with vaccines when they become available. That they're going to shut down schools, right? In the middle of the day, they're going to make an emergency announcement, PS 137, private school, blah, 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 academy, done, locked down, quarantined. Your kids are there, too bad. They can't get out, and you can't get in. This has to be the beginning of a massive escalation in homeschool. No matter what it takes, what you have to do, that's where we're at. That's what's happened. That's the response. And it isn't just the schools. That's what I'm focusing on today. So get busy, get aware, get working with people that you know, and do it. And don't sacrifice your children. See you next time. This is John Rappaport on InfoWars.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.